Part 1. Who We Are. The Shaping of Millennials. Chapter 1. Are we missing out? The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. The countdown began, and I, Michael, was gripped with fear. 10, 9, 8. While everything worked out fine in other places, what would be our fate? 7, 6. I turned to my parents for comfort, but they had wide smiles and bright eyes as they stared at the clock. 5, 4. I scanned the room for help, yet no one was aware of my panic or the doom that was certain to fall on us all. 3, 2, 1. I shut my eyes and slammed my hands to my ears as everyone around me screamed, "Happy New Year!" I am just one of billions of brave survivors of the Y2K almost apocalypse. If you are a few years younger than us, you might not remember this cataclysmic event. So allow me to explain. During the 1990s, the world shifted at a breakneck pace to being run by computers and the internet, laying the foundation for some of the greatest technological advances of all time. But there was one massive oversight. Every computer was programmed to record dates using a scheme of 3 2-digit numbers. So when the clocks were about to roll over to 010100, scientists lost their minds wondering what would happen when computers weren't able to register that 00 meant 2000, not 1900, before computers even existed. The threat of a shutdown caused mass hysteria, but mainly just in the canned food aisle of your local Kmart. The rise of technology was not immune to Ron Swanson-esque resistance from a slew of doubters from our parents' generation who did not understand the potential that technology offers us. Are there drawbacks to becoming isolated or dependent on technology? Sure. But tech curmudgeons overlooked its power to shape our lives for good. While there are some dangers of misusing technology, the internet provides us a platform to accomplish amazing things if we use it well. Yet there are still people who are blind to the good opportunities afforded to us by the internet and our smartphones. They've dismissed the internet before ever engaging with it because of stereotypes formed by the abuse of the internet by a minority of users. Earlier today, I attempted yet again to persuade my grandfather that he would enjoy Facebook. Not necessarily because we use it all that much anymore, but because his friends do. At least this past year, he started to text. So that's a step in the right direction. The global seismic shift that occurred during our lifetimes has drastically changed the way we relate to the world around us. And we're not just talking about tossing our CDs and DVDs. At our fingertips, we have free access anywhere on the planet to nearly limitless knowledge. As of 2017, more than half of the world was internet connected. When we all survived New Year's Day in the year 2000, that number was less than 5%. While the rise of the internet has given us opportunities our parents never could have dreamed of,